of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on a wonderful Thursday. Hope you are having a great day. And we want to thank you for investing in your spiritual growing in Jesus Christ. We're going to spend the next half hour in the book of Revelation, chapter 19. We're in Revelation on Wednesday nights. Last night was we had a special night. And then tomorrow night we've got a game night with some food and things like that. If you'd like to come and join us, we'll be in our fellowship hall 7 p.m. because we're one of those churches, when you have a church picnic, have it inside where there's air conditioning. That's our philosophy in the intense heat of summer. So I think we're going to start eating about 6, and we'll probably be wrapped up by about 8:30. So hopefully you can join us for that. Today I'd like to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a family licensed and insured business. They're here in Brevard County. They got over 2 decades of experience in the landscaping industry, and they have a full array of products, everything from artificial turf and carefully designed putting greens. They do landscape services, paver installation. They've worked on drains and downspouts. I know that they've worked on my irrigation system as well before. Feature landscape lighting, water features, everything from the design to the planning to the maintenance. They can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. And they also have Space Coast Nursery at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Phone number there is 321-452-5565. And that is, if you want to go up there and look at the products that they have available, you might find something that you want to plant. And I don't have that type of green thumb. I've got a brown thumb. My wife and I killed an air fern one time. I don't even know how we did that, but we were successful. We have managed to eliminate plants through too much water, not enough water. We just like to keep that in the hands of people who know what they are doing. And so we are very thankful. They Treasure Your Landscape. They love Jesus. They love landscaping. They love to make your outdoor area look better. And so if they could be of help to you, their phone number once again, 321-749-1432. We are thankful that they love Jesus, and we're thankful that they're friends of the Refresh Radio program. So today we are going to be in Revelation chapter 19. On yesterday's program, we had focused on this. I'm going to read the first 8 verses, not going to read as much as I had, but in verse number 1, it says, "After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord, for true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her." Again, they said, "Alleluia. Her smoke rises up forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, "Amen. Hallelujah." Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So there are four references here, four occurrences in just these first eight verses, where the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word hallelujah is recorded as hallelujah. It means praise the Lord. And you and I, we might think of a lot of reasons to praise God. You can praise God for your health. You can praise God for your mental acuity. You can praise God for the things that he has blessed you with, the people that he has brought into your life, and what a blessing they are. You could thank God for your finances, the job that you have. Basically, you just start praising God, and you will find that you can go on and on and on. And so on yesterday's program, we talked about praise God for salvation, because all of the other things that we just described do not have eternal endurance, but salvation does. It's interesting to me how much people focus on the here and now, and they don't focus very much on eternity. Listen, I am thankful for the eternal benefits of salvation, but I also want you to know this. There are present day blessings of salvation. And so if I get to focusing on what's now, then I may miss out on thanking God for the blessings of the eternal benefit of salvation. But I want to keep in mind that heaven is the goal. Eternity with Jesus is the goal. And so recently we had a family in our church, and they had gone on vacation. There was a family member who they visited with, and shortly after they visited, that person had a major health crisis. I'm talking very shortly after they left, and health was very much in jeopardy. Life was very much in jeopardy. And when she had improved, she was describing what had happened to her spiritually while they were dealing with her physically. And the conversation that she was having was, it's all about Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. And so thank God that that is our priority. And if it is our priority, then there needs to be day-to-day steps that are going to reflect that. So today we're going to focus not so much on praising God for salvation, although we do that, but here it doesn't conclude with salvation. It says, Alleluia, or praise the Lord, salvation and glory. So there are differing degrees of glory. There's the glory of earthly bodies, the glory of heavenly bodies. There's a different amount of radiance and brilliance. And so this word in the Greek is related to the Hebrew word for honor, and that is an honor that characterizes the person. It's not an opinion. So what we have seen in America over the last few decades, and it may go back even further than that, is that people allow their personal opinion to dictate whether they are going to honor others or not. If they do not like a person, then they do not want to recognize or honor them. One of my favorite lines about honor that I saw in a movie, and I, to be honest with you, I may have seen the entire movie once. I've just seen video clips. I'm not a huge movie person. My wife is, and you know, so occasionally we see movies, but the movie A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson's character was on trial, and he insisted on Tom Cruise's character giving him the honor that his rank deserved. And he said, "I believe I've earned that." And then shortly thereafter, when things are unraveling for his character, he refers to the judge by his name, and the judge said, "You will refer to me as sir or your honor or judge, because I know I've earned it." And so we live in a time frame where honor is greatly minimized. I'm still one of those people that if I'm really aware, sometimes I get in my own little world and I may not notice everybody. It's proximity to me and what direction they are going. But most of the time I'm looking for ways that I can be a blessing to someone. And so sometimes, if I'm going to the post office, then I'll try and open the door for someone to hold that. And a lot of times, I've had people say, "Thank you. It's good to know that there are still people that do things like that." And my response is, chivalry isn't dead, but it is on life support. So what has happened with this modern philosophy regarding honor is, if I don't want to honor you, if I don't want to recognize your glory, then I'm not going to do that. But here, the glory of God is, it's not an opinion, it is fact. This is a term that is used to describe the splendor and the attire of royalty. In other words, what is going on in heaven, and that's where this proclamation of praise the Lord, it is occurring. So I tell people, look, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, but one day my job is no longer going to be required, because people will be in heaven. God will bring us the revelation that we need. As the middleman here, my function will no longer be required, but there will always be a place for worship in heaven. And so the brilliance and the splendor is something that is off of the chart. So if you go to a store and you're looking for a light bulb, they have varying degrees of brilliance. They have different degrees of the projection, or how that light is perceived. So you got soft, you've got normal light. I don't know if normal is the one you got daylight, you got extra bright, and they measure that by lumens, I believe it is. And so you've got to figure out exactly what type of, you know, glory or illumination you are looking for. When we see Jesus upon the throne, you can throw the metric away. Because his glory is brighter than the sun. And you say, well, there's lots of other stars throughout the cosmos that are even brighter than the sun. So glad you thought that, because he's brighter than those, not just individually, but he's brighter than everything combined. So it is the kingdom of God causes us to see that God is someone we can praise, because there's nothing of darkness in him. His glory, when he comes, darkness flees. So heaven says, praise God for salvation, but also praise God for his glory. Here on earth, we have an expression that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that is true of men in a fallen world. It is not true of God. Jesus is absolute perfection. He is glorious. And so you and I, we can say praise God for that. His divine glory is about radiance and majestic splendor. Make no bones about it. Heaven revolves around the throne. So Revelation 4 will, as long as I can remember, will be one of my favorite passages of Scripture, because Revelation 2 and Revelation 3 deal with the problems in the church. And a lot of times when you're dealing with problems, and you don't have to be a pastor to experience that. You could have problems at work. You could have problems with your health. You could have problems in your family. You could have problems in your money. And after a while, if you're just dealing with problem after problem after problem, it can begin to negatively impact you. And so in Revelation chapter 4, the Spirit of God, you know, where John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day in chapter 1, in chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord brings him up into heaven so that he can see the dynamics that are going on around the throne, not as a spectacle, but as normal operating procedure. God is on the throne in competency. He is not hiding any deterioration, because there is no shadow of turning in him. And so when you praise God for his glory, so I was thinking of this, you know, the Greeks came to the disciples and they said, sir, we would see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. And I will tell you, when we see Jesus, when we see him in glory, it should be an invitation for us to become like him. When we see Jesus, it should be something that said, there is such glory around the person and the throne of Jesus Christ that everything else loses its allure. So I was on the phone with someone here some time ago, and they were talking to me about some challenges that they were dealing with. And, you know, if we focus on the negative, we will continue to see the negative. And all of that stuff is designed to get our eyes off of Jesus, where in actuality, if we will behold him in his glory, we will see him in the beauty of his holiness, and it will cause us to praise God. Don't let the problems rule your praise. Don't let your feelings rule the praise. Praise God because of his glory. So the next word is very similar, where it is where glory is honor that characterizes the person. The next thing that we are told about alleluia, praise the Lord, is this: for salvation and glory and honor. So honor and glory go together, and they belong to the Lord. So we can praise God that he is the source of these things, and they belong to him. Aren't you glad that when you surrendered your life to Jesus, you didn't just say a prayer, you actually surrendered your life to him, to the one who created you for the purpose he created you for, that he brought forgiveness of sins so that you could be saved. And so on days when you don't feel like a child of God, your heavenly Father is like, salvation doesn't belong to your feelings. It belongs to me. Now, I will tell you this. There may be times when you feel you're right with God, and God's word says there's some things we need to deal with. So honor here means to honor or to value or to establish a price upon something. And so there's an expression, and I don't know who was the originator of this source, but it says that there's no honor among thieves. Thieves are going to be thieves. Thieves will steal. And so here, where we may not see the glory that we think a person or an authority may be reflecting what they're supposed to, honor is something that we are supposed to carry. You and I, we see that Jesus makes things valuable. So was going through a very difficult season in my life. I did not know that change was on the horizon. All I knew is that adulting was hard at that time. Being an adult was difficult. Especially the amount of work I was doing, I was not being compensated very well at all. And I said, God, is it always going to be this hard? And he said, no. And I was like, thank the Lord. And he said, it's going to get harder. It's like, wrong answer. Wrong answer. And so this was in a season where I was seeking the Lord and wasn't talking to anybody. It was about a 2-hour period of time. Really hadn't heard much more than that. And as I was walking to the camp dorm, I saw some garbage on the ground, and he said, pick that up. And so I did. And then I saw another piece, and he said, pick that up. Before long, I had picked up so much garbage that I was having to take my shirt and fold it up, and I couldn't hold all the garbage, so I had to make a tool out of my shirt. And all of a sudden, what had been my desire became my mission. And God said, I have called you to pick things up that other people have deemed worthless, but I've deemed them priceless. Today, honor is not what we think of ourselves, but what Jesus thinks of us. Your price is not set by your emotional attachment to someone, but instead by what someone was willing to pay. And Jesus was willing to pay with his life for your sins and my sin. Thank God that honor belongs to him. So a lot of people in this world, they strive for honor and glory that comes from men, that comes from fame, that comes from power or position, notoriety. But here, John writes under the inspiration of the Lord, praise God, because salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord. That means that our prime objective should be to be pleasing and acceptable in his sight. And so I was having a conversation, I believe it was somebody out of state. And I was talking about, you know, that whenever God tells us to honor someone, there's a reason. And if we will live honorably before God, we will find that that is the best way to live. A lot of people in society and Western culture think, I hit 18, I no longer have to honor my father, mother. I want you to know that's not true. Because Jesus addressed that very subject, that they had created a spiritual tradition in the Jewish culture where they said, look, everything I've given to my parents, that is given over to the Lord. And the rabbis had said, okay, from this point on, you can't do anything else for them. And Jesus said, you've elevated your tradition above the word of God. And so I pray that you would not be self-seeking, but you would be Jesus-seeking, because I will tell you this, glory and honor belong to him. And so my job isn't to try to lift myself up, putting other people down. My job is to get closer to Jesus than I've ever been. And when I do that, we'll be like Moses, and we will reflect the nature of the one we've been spending time with. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.